All right, now, see, that's something that I don't have written down yet. I've got a lot of possible answers written, but that one wasn't written here. Well, I've got breaking away,
yeah.
But you see, you said breaking off.
Yeah, that's a little different way of speaking.
Yeah, so that's really very interesting. All right. What do you call a very heavy rain that doesn't last long?
Downpour.
Anything else?
Yeah, a heavy shower or something like that.
Right. Can you think of any other words, any other terms like downpour? Maybe older terms, colorful. Okay, well that's good. What do you call a shelf over a fireplace?
Fireboard.
You ever call it anything else?
A mantelpiece. I used to call it a mantelpiece, you know, the fireboard. A lot of people would call it a mantelpiece.
You call it either one?
Either one. We used to say fireboard.
Which one of those terms do you think really is the older term?
Fireboard.
That's about the first thing they ever had was fire.
Mm-hmm.
Had to build a fireboard.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, I asked you this before, but I want you to say it for me again. What do you call those things you put in a fireplace to hold the logs?
Doggones.
Okay. what do you call wood that you use to start a fire with?
Kindling.
Do you have any other name for it?
Pine.
Is there any difference between them?
Well, yeah, pine's rich, and the kindling we use just busted up fine. We call it kindling.
Okay. What do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a house?
Weatherboard.
Okay. A small room for hanging clothes.
Closet.
A large porch with a roof over it.
Front porch.
That's all I know, just the front porch.
Okay. A small porch with no roof over it. Just a little sort of landing at the front door.
I'd just be a little stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did you hear the word your husband used?
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever call it that?
Yeah, we have.
Say it for me.
Stoop.
Okay. That's what we call them in the city.
Yeah.
Seriously, now you know, I've lived in the city all my life, and if you can think of any, as I said, colorful terms, colorful words that you would know that I wouldn't know, that's exactly the kind of thing I'd like to have.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that comes to your mind, you just go ahead and say it. What do you call a place where cows are enclosed?
A barn or a stable.
All right. Now, of course, a barn would be, I'm thinking of an open place, maybe with a fence around.
Oh, pasture. Pasture.
But not that big. A small place that you might keep them just before milking time.
A lot. Mm-hmm. A lot's what we call it.
Okay. That's what I wanted. Would you name various kinds of wood fences for me?
Rail fence?
Yeah. Anything else?
Picket fence.
Alright. What's the difference between a picket fence and a rail fence?
Rail fence is big long rail split, and picket fence is small pieces, you see.
Split out.
Split out.
You see.
Yeah.
Old line road.